On this month's Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at C-Members Mortgage, we have C-Members Mortgage's very own Rochelle Pemble talking about alternative referral sources and member loyalty, a very timely topic indeed, so check it out. All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to CU Broadcast, and we are joining us for this month's Mortgage Monthly, put on by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And yeah, we have another great topic for you today. We are joined by Rochelle Pemble from CU Members Mortgage, naturally. Rochelle, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are things in the great state of Wisconsin?
It's nice and cold, about 20 degrees. Good.
Oh, 20, is that all? Okay. Well, it's 48 here in San Diego, which is why I'm wearing my vest, because, you know, we here in San Diego are weather wimps, so anytime it gets below 60 degrees, we are bundling up, but nothing like Wisconsin. So you guys have a beautiful state, and thank you for joining us today. And thank you all for joining us today, if you guys are watching live, and we appreciate it. And today we're talking about alternative referral sources and member loyalty, a very timely topic indeed. And Rochelle, shall we dive right into it? Shall we just jump right in?
Sure.
Go into the deep end? Here we go. All right. So obviously it's the end of February and warmer temperatures are right around the corner. Yes, I hope so. Hope they're right around the corner. So which means the home buying season is going to be right around the corner as well. So when it comes to getting purchase referrals, many lenders think their only option is to solicit real estate agents. We both know these relationships are valuable, but they can be hard to establish, obviously. So what are some other sources of referrals are there that lenders can explore these days?
Well, first of all, thanks, Mike, and thank you to CU Broadcasting for the great work you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it as well. Thanks
before we start today, yep. We want to talk on a variety, before we start the variety of alternatives, I really think it's important to recognize the value of the partnerships that we already have with real estate agents. You know, they are on the front lines of the home buying market, so we're definitely not overlooking them as a source here. When we've developed a great partnership with them, it's really going to benefit both of us. At the same time, to make that partnership work, we really need the referrals to go both ways. So the foundation in building that partnership starts with a proper introduction. Now, I say proper because it can't be done using a hands-off approach. When I was a lender, a real estate agent just left cards on my desk and didn't engage with me. Maybe I was gone to lunch and I didn't know anything about them. Those cards went right in the garbage.
Naturally.
So I really only referred my members, you know, to two agents, both of whom I knew and trusted.
Yeah.
And we really can't expect agents to feel any different than that. If we just drop off cards when they're not there, we have a good chance they're going to do the same thing I did. They're going to throw them in the garbage. So we really need to get to know them and trust them before they're going to be willing to send their clients, you know, our way. Mm-hmm. So we need to work to make those connections. We really need to get to know them, help them get to know us. And then over time, we're going to build that needed trust and we're going to have a great partnership that's really going to benefit everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you got to put in that extra effort. You just can't drop off a piece of paper on somebody's desk or a piece of cardboard. That's not the way it works. You got to make that extra effort. So it's good to be reminded that real estate agents are an important referral source. Of course, like you said, they're on the front line. So at the same time, it's an avenue that may tend to get overworked. So with agents being contacted by numerous sources and perhaps on a regular basis. So for exactly that reason, we need alternatives. So where can credit union lenders look for these alternatives?
Well, a good place to start is really with attorneys. You know, they have clients that may need financing for a number of reasons. So really raising awareness of who you are and how you can help them and their clients is really a great place to start.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I can see how attorneys would make a great sense here. But you mentioned letting them know how you can help. So we know that just dropping off a business card is not going to work. It's not going to work. So what would be involved here?
Correct. We can't just drop off those business cards like we said. So really, the task is going to be to educate them, really educate them on the services you offer, how it's going to benefit them and their clients. You know, an example of that is in a divorce situation. There may be one spouse who is keeping the property and there may be one who's purchasing. So we really need to explain when and how both of those processes could begin for their client.
Yeah, no doubt. So that totally makes sense. So attorneys are one alternative. So what are some other sources out there that we can use?
Well, another good source is really new construction contractors.
Oh, interesting.
Even though it's freezing here in Wisconsin, there is a lot of construction going on. They're out there in their little hats and their hammers. But they do construction during the winter. And it's not uncommon for a member to go talk to one of them before they stop and talk to their financial.
Yeah, no doubt. So, all right, now hold on here. Wouldn't it be a waste of time for lenders to contact these new construction contractors? After all, given the scale that many of them work at, I would imagine they have a preferred financial institution they would direct people to.
That's true. There's no doubt that an established contractor, the real big guys, they're going to have firsthand experience with financials that they really like to work with,
yeah.
And that's where they're going to send their clients. But this is another opportunity to do some of that education we talked about. We really need to educate them on the credit union's product and the local process. When they see it's an easier way to close a deal coming to you, you're going to earn yourself that new partnership.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a construction product, you know, many smaller credit unions don't. In Wisconsin, we have contractors that do what they call turnkey properties.
Yeah.
Now, these properties can close as a conventional loan. So just another avenue in talking to those contractors. So we really want to help them understand how they benefit from the partnership. Once we establish that relationship, that really does become a resource for us. And you never know, you may be able to help your member build the home of their dreams. And, you know, that's going to be a really powerful start to a loyal member relationship.
Yeah, I really like the creativity here. And it sounds like a great plan. What about remodeling or repairing your home? What about those instances?
Well, you can reach out to remodeling contractors, too. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the cost of replacing a roof, remodeling your kitchen, you could be looking at a bill reaching into tens of thousands of dollars. Right. You know, some contractors might offer financing because it's really the only way they're going to get the job. Because how many of us have tens of thousands of dollars laying around? Most of us don't.
No.
Exactly. So keep in mind, too, that these contractors that might offer that, they also might offer a discount for cash, really suggesting they don't want any part of financing.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to stay away from it. So it's really beneficial to partner with these contractors, take that financing issue right off their plate. How couldn't they love it? You know?
Exactly.
And again, if we educate them on what we can offer, this is going to encourage them to speak up about your credit union when an opportunity does present itself.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the cash aspect of it, because cash still speaks volumes, so especially in that area. So, but if you're doing a remodel or repair, you probably already have a mortgage, don't you?
That is true. So a member might come in, they might be asking about a home equity loan, and they might, based on the advice of, you know, maybe friends or family or even Google, they might assume that's what they're looking for. But that's not always the right product for them. Sometimes it might be, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it might make sense to really refinance their first mortgage and cash out so they only have that one payment. And I'm hitting on this again, and I'm going to continue to, but it's a great opportunity to educate the member. You know, you can go over the credit report with them. You can help them find the best way to proceed. You may even find other opportunities when you're doing that review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, education is definitely important here for sure, and especially so for our members. So the range of loan products out there is extremely vast, and that's an understatement. So most members would only be confused unless we're there willing to help them, right?
Yes, you know, we can't underestimate our work as educators, not just lenders.
Mm-hmm.
Loan officers, you know, they're really the financial advisors, and they can help members in numerous ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's another source we can look to for referrals as well, and that would be any organization's HR department.
An HR department, very interesting. So how would that work?
Well, that's an interesting one, because you can call any HR department, any company, and just ask them about their relocation program.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very mobile society, and many companies bring in employees from other areas that may need to buy a home when they get here.
Yeah.
Something else that I did when I was a lender was I created a lunch and learn program. I'm sure you've heard of those before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So this allowed me to really have a simple educational presentation that I could share. It was a win for the company because it was an additional benefit that they could offer their employees, and it didn't cost them anything. It could be structured as a brown bagger, or we could do a free lunch with it, with that brief educational presentation on home buying, and then also include refinancing. You know, many employees do work the same schedule that we do at the credit union, so it may be difficult to get to the credit union during those business hours. So this really allowed them the opportunity to get questions answered right at their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't love free food?
Count me in on that for sure. So, and I don't know anybody who would turn down free food. So, and if you're getting an education on top of it, that's truly a bonus. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there's one more source of referrals that we often forget about, and it can be the best one that we even have.
Okay.
Even better, it's right at our fingertips. So do you have any guesses?
Other than Google, tell me, educate me, Rochelle.
All right. Well, really, our best source can actually be existing members right at the credit union.
Should have known. So how so?
Well, there's a few ways. You know, a lender should always be asking for those referrals. Another way is to have the members complete a survey, provide a review, publish those online. You know, when other people read these, it's really going to encourage them to want to come to your credit union because they want that same experience that they read about online. Also, you can ask your members to do maybe a soundbite for a commercial. We hear members doing that on the radio for other financials.
Yeah.
You know, most people would love that moment in the sun, and they'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Yeah, no doubt. And who doesn't want to be on TV, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they would enjoy that attention and willing to help out. Cause I mean, there's a cool factor there for sure. So can you expand on that one a little bit?
Yeah. You know, it's very effective, and I can give you an example of posting online reviews and how well that really works.
Yeah.
I actually had a friend contact me just a few weeks ago that she had saw an online review that a roofer had posted. I used this roofer 3 years ago. So this is 3 years ago. She contacted me. She said, you know, I was looking for a roofer and I saw your name. And she said, I saw that you put a review and I read it. And she said, you know, if you took the time to put a review out there, this has got to be a good roofer. So she planned to call him. So all that roofer had to do was to post that review online for everyone to see. You know, it costs him virtually nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's likely to get another job out of it. And that was, like I said, 3 years ago. So it was really free advertising. It has long term and it's effective.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, the power of the review, or even better, I mean, old fashioned word of mouth, basically what that is. So, and it's just, it just builds that trust. So I feel exactly the same way. If a good friend recommends a service that I like, I would definitely feel comfortable to go with it for sure. So, and I bet you have other ways to get referrals from members as well, right?
Yep. So your marketing department can actually advertise directly to your members. So going back to my first point too, you know, lenders should always be asking for referrals directly from the member that just received the great service.
Yep.
You know, additionally, if it's possible, when I was a lender, you know, before obviously COVID, we were able to go to the loan closings. You know, take those business cards with you, hand them out to those members and ask them to give them to their friends and family.
Yeah. Yeah, hand those business cards out in person. Don't leave them on a desk like we talked about before.
Exactly. So,
oh my gosh. So you would be talking to somebody you just finished working with. They know and they trust you, and the experience will be fresh in their mind. That's a fabulous suggestion here.
Yeah, and you know, another source is for lenders to really keep a list of the members that they worked with. And you know, from time to time, you can contact them. I just kept an Excel spreadsheet. So you can basically give them a call, see if there's anything you can do to help them. Ask them for a referral directly. You already know these people, so it's not cold calling. So, you know, ask them for that referral. In people's circumstances, they change all the time. So keeping your name in front of them, it's really valuable. You know, when they're talking at work with somebody or a family member and somebody talks about a loan or they need a mortgage, what do you think they're going to say when they just had talked to you maybe the few days before on the phone? They're going to provide a referral.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. So this all sounds wonderful, but isn't there a flip side to reviews, kind of a double-edged sword here? I mean, you know, along with the positive, there's sometimes that negative, the negative reviews and the comments online that we see. So what is needed so the member has an experience they want to remember and want to share with friends and family?
Well, you do raise a really good point, because most people do, that's when they do put a review out there, is when they're unhappy.
Yeah, you're right.
So it doesn't take much for somebody to express those feelings, and they're going to be very blunt about it. And, you know, there's no way to avoid that completely. It's just, it's going to happen. But member loyalty really requires a change in the approach of the lender themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lender can't be an order taker. They really need to be willing to invest time educating those members. They also need to take the time to look at the full picture and see other ways where they can impact the member's life. you know, when a lender takes that time, that's when you're going to create those loyal members. And I guarantee you that they're going to send their friends and family to your credit union. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, you know, I know this from firsthand experience. So I have another story for you.
Please.
So I had a couple who came to see me back when I was a lender just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And they had been through some really financial hardships. They didn't think they would qualify for a mortgage. But there was a home in the family, and the family wanted to keep it within the family. So I really spent the time with them, you know, listened to their situation, went through everything with them, educated them on the process of how this lending process worked. You know, this took a lot of work on my part. I had to do a really deep dive into the situation and see if there was a way that I could help them. You know, I invested a lot of time and a lot of work, but I was able to fulfill their dream. So I got the member into whom they never thought they could have.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. You can't imagine that feeling. You know, they still contact me every year on the anniversary of their purchase. And that was like 3 or 4 years ago now. Thank me. They sent me an email and he says, "Hey, thank you. You know, we're so grateful and you put so much work into this. We still tell all our friends and family, go see Rochelle if you need a loan."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you create those loyal members.
Yeah, it looks like he made their Christmas card list for sure each year. So congratulations. But yeah, it's such a fantastic story, and just the power of really, again, going that extra mile, that extra step to get somebody, to help somebody. And it just really pays off in the long run. So again, it's a fabulous example of the mantra of people helping people, the credit union mantra of people helping people. Really good stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all want to believe that a member is going to just stay at our credit union once they open the account, but that's not the case. You know, we really have to regularly show them how we're different and we're better than that guy down the street, or they might go to that guy down the street.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, the member experience is really a big factor in members staying with your credit union. Even if the guy down the street has a lower rate, your member will stay with you if you can show them the benefit of doing so. So, you know, in this vein, I saw some really interesting statistics. I gotta tell you this one. So
please share.
51% of customers say that rate is the most important factor in choosing a lender. So of that 51%, though, only 1 out of 3 actually get more than one quote. I just found that interesting. So what that really means is only 17% of those people are actually comparison shopping based on rate. So is it really all about rate?
Yeah. So are you saying that someone who feels valued as a member is less concerned about price?
Yes, I am. I'm saying that. And you know, I got another story for you.
Okay, please. So, share.
All right. So I had a couple that came to me when I was at a very small credit union about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, they were getting married. They were ready to buy a home. And so we looked at their situation, we read their credit reports and everything. They couldn't get a home right now. They just weren't, at that moment, they weren't in a situation to do that. So what I did again is I took that time, I educated them. We went through their credit report, we found some loans we could refinance, we consolidated some things, loans, credit cards, student loans, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we laid out a specific plan. Here's what we need to do over the next 6 months to a year, and we'll get you into a home.
Right on.
So, incidentally, they followed that plan, and they came back to me some months later, and now they were in a situation where they were able to, you know, get a home, and of course, they found the perfect one. So, the rate at my credit union was about 0.25% higher than the larger financial down the street, and of course, they wanted that lower rate.
So, they are willing to proceed with the mortgage loan?
They were willing to pay a little more in exchange for greater value.
Really? Fantastic. You know,
yeah, when I was able to show them the value in staying with my credit union, how the service they had gotten and they're going to continue to get would be exceptional, you know, that my credit union wasn't going to sell off their personal information, and that the payment difference was really a couple dollars a month, not even enough to buy a cup of coffee, they stayed with my small credit union. And they ended up referring, you know, many of their friends and family to me over the years.
Yeah. See, again, there's that example of going the extra mile. And that's just value right there for sure. It's such a great story.
Yeah. And, you know, I have many more examples of loyal members that I really helped to create when I was a lender. And that's how you really do that. Even if you can't help them at the moment, you know, lay out a plan to get them there.
Yeah.
Educate them on the benefits of your credit union, even if the rate is a little higher. You know, the other thing, too, to think about is internally really providing continued training for your lenders. It's essential. You know, we all need reminders. We can always be taught new things. So regular education, really, for those lenders is necessary. And it's really going to help us also. We can keep making our credit union stronger.
No doubt. No doubt. Well said. So to recap here, Rochelle, we talked about several referrals resources that we may not think of and some amazing ways to create loyal members. I mean, you just gave a few stories there that are, I'm sure, just a tip of the iceberg. So really, really good stuff here.
Yeah, we talked about attorneys, new construction contractors, remodeling contractors, even HR departments, and the most important, our current members.
Yeah.
But, you know, really, if you think about it, anybody that deals with the public in a financial services role could be a source for you. Even the F&I person at an auto dealership, or maybe the student loan counselor at a high school or college, even the billing clerk at the doctor's office. You know, all of these people, they're going to encounter a customer in financial transition, and they might be able to offer a business card for you.
No doubt. Yeah.
It might only be 1 in 100 that respond. And you may only get 3 referrals a year, but think about it. These 3 can grow into dozens of connections. Yes. So in effect, it could really snowball into numerous referrals each month.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at the numbers that way, who wouldn't want to implement what we've talked about here today? So after all, I mean, that is what, you know, that's what credit unions are all about these days. So in our discussion today, you mentioned a lot about education. Why is that so important? We all know how important education is, but in this case, why is it so important?
Well, the way I feel about it, in a way, that's the premise of a credit union. You know, mm-hmm. this is how we show we're different than other financials. We're here to educate the members. We're not just order takers. You know, we take that time, we learn what's needed, and we really help so that we can make their dreams come true.
Yeah, yeah. And then the loyalty comes automatically afterward when you do that type of stuff. So yeah, truly some impressive suggestions here and insights as well. Anything else to share to kind of wrap up here?
Well, in conclusion, you know, really just this. We really need to believe in the credit union philosophy. You know, we provide for our members because we do genuinely care. Mm-hmm. And people can tell that. People can tell that right off the top when they meet someone, if someone's genuine. And when they find that in you, they're going to keep coming back. And I guarantee you, that's when they're going to bring their friends and family with them as well.
Yep. It's that old word of mouth, the review stuff that we talked about earlier as well. Yeah, it's just, it's very infectious in a good way, especially when you take those extra steps, for sure. Rochelle, thank you so much for this information today. Very timely stuff. I really enjoyed the anecdotes, the stories that really illustrated what we were talking about here today. It shows you that, you know, this is real. It really works. And you are living proof that it's working. So thanks again. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your time as well.
Oh, anytime. All right, everybody. So that concludes this month's Mortgage Monthly Live. And again, Rochelle did a fabulous job here. And if you guys have any questions or any comments or anything like that, go to the CU Members Mortgage website, and we'll have the link in the show notes so you can go check it out and contact Rochelle.
Yeah,
she's more than happy to talk to you and answer any of your questions on these topics and maybe even brainstorm some other creative ideas as well. So that said, stay tuned for next month, because next month we have another great Mortgage Monthly. We're going to talk a little history of the mortgage lending landscape as CU Members Mortgage celebrates its, what is it, 30th, 40th anniversary, Rochelle? Is it?
40th, yeah.
40th. Oh my gosh, man. So yeah, so this company has seen many, many changes over the years. So it's going to be really fun to kind of compare and contrast what was happening 40 years ago with what's going on today. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in about 30 days. We'll send the links out and the dates and all that type of stuff to you. But until then, stay safe and stay warm as well. Right, Rochelle?
Yeah, for sure.
And what's funny is that you're in Wisconsin wearing a t-shirt. I'm in San Diego wearing a jacket. What's up with that? So I don't know.
Yeah, we're just tougher in Wisconsin. We're used to the cold weather. Yeah.
I am a weather wimp for sure. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys watching live online. And if you just missed a bit of it, we'll have the recording posted for you by tomorrow, so you can watch the whole thing and get all the great details. So until then, be well and be safe.